I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off your set now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken! Hey.
In other words, this show contains mature content. Viewer discretion is advised.
Fighting! isn't worth it. A 1,000 miles from my bed, memorizing all the things you said. Now I'm out here on my own, finding some comfort in me, and I won't know who come what may. Taking chances isn't easy anyway. Step back, we're taking a look at yourself and see what this fantasy. No one said it's easy.
is Punk in Drublic, and I'm Allison Chains, and that was Discharged with Raped and Pillaged. Also another track from them, Fight, Fight Back, and then Elder Abuse, a Canadian band out of Winnipeg, I believe, and they will be going on tour with SNFU when they hit the road late August and through September, and I believe a pinch of October, so be sure to check dates near you, because I know they're going obviously Vancouver, and then of course Kamloops and Kelowna. Also leading off this set, one of my longtime favorite bands, and they, oh so soon, will be releasing a new album, Hypercaffeum Spazinate. Leave it to the Descendants to have a crazy name for their album. And of course, it has to do with caffeine. But that song is called Without Love, and it's going to be on their new album. So go pick that one up when it hits stores, like I said, very, very soon. And even bigger news, if you're a fan of Discharge, I was supposed to go to the show back in June, but surprise, surprise, band didn't get into the country. Yeah, I know. However, there's hope. They're coming back. They're supposed to be due back October 5th, I believe it is, Vancouver. Same venue, Rexshaw Theater. If you have your tickets, they will be honored at the door for that show. And let's all hope, fingers crossed, no other kerfuffles. Apparently the reason why they couldn't get in back in June was all that pesky paperwork wasn't done or wasn't filled out right. Some, you know, paper trail, government red tape, blah, blah, blah. That was the reason why. So hopefully all that is sorted out now for the October show. So if you're going to go, you know I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Edmonton, Alberta. That one was Ripper Ahead with Birds of a Feather from their album Final Masturbation. You can find that on their Bandcamp online to listen for your pleasure. I'm Allison Chains, and this is Punk in Drublic. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you stay tuned in. And that was Potato Rocket as well, ahead of them with Bad Habits. Two tracks from NOFX. This is off of one album, a 7-inch of the month club, Sid and Nancy. That was Generation Z, as well as Sid and Nancy. And of course, if you don't know, if you signed up for the Fat Wreck 7-inch of the month club, you would have received that one, or at very least the digital download, because we all know Fat Mike, he owns and runs Fat Wreck, and that's just something he likes to do. And then, kicking everything off, NOFX, Hepatitis Bathtub. That's right, new song means, of course, a new record is coming our way later this year. Not quite sure when. I don't think there's been an exact date. It just says 2016, later 2016. But of course, out right now is their autobiographical, I want to say book, but I think it's going to be, that's too conservative a word. I hear there's some crazy tales inside of there. We all know NOFX and their antics. I can only imagine what stories they've put in that book. And that book is out for your reading pleasure, of course. And to accompany this book and new CD, ho, 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 we're in luck, Canada. They are coming. NOFX is traveling our way. They're heading north. I never understood why they usually come up here in the freaking winter. What's wrong with you, NOFX? You do not tour Canada in the winter. Although, I must say most of their dates are around early November, November-ish, depending on what part of the country you're in. So they're taking a chance. Who knows? They might fluke out and it could be a green November, or they could be stuck in a blizzard of helly, icy death. That's Canada winter for you, especially in the prairies and everywhere but, you know, lower mainland and the interior and stuff. Yeah, we all know that to be true. Anyways, so interesting enough, this tour isn't just going to be them playing music. They're going on a book tour, so I'm going to assume it'll be a mixture of both. Some passages from the book, talking about the book, their tales, yada, 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 and then some songs. So we're going to get a little bit of the best of both worlds. I think it'll be interesting. Funny tales for sure. If you've ever watched their Backstage Passport series that they put out on DVD, you know what I'm talking about. That's just a tiny, itty-bitty little tiny glimpse into their world. Yeah, I know they've been involved in some craziness way back in their younger days. You know, when you're young and dumb and you just don't care. Crazy times. Alrighty, so some of the dates. They're obviously going to be going to Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, other major cities. So, sorry, I doubt that they'll wind up swinging through somewhere near us.